This is Ann Mish, and you're listening to Watch Us Go, Talk of Muskegon. And today I have with me the some of the team members and the manager. Are you a manager of the Lake Hawks?
One of the owners and the coach.
There we go. All these titles of Lake Hawks basketball, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Ron Jenkins right here in the house.
Thanks a lot. It's always a pleasure to come in and to sit in with you today. So I feel honored.
No, thank you. Thank you. So, you know, how long has the Lake Hawks been here?
The Lake Hawks have been actually here for 4 years. This is our fourth season. Four seasons so far. We are now back-to-back North Central Division champions, trying to actually come back and defend the championship here. We got a great opportunity to do that this year. Our guys are looking good. They're playing good. And actually, I'm excited about the season.
Wow. So how are you doing this season? What's your...
Now we're 6-3 overall.
Okay.
6-3 overall. We just came off a really good weekend and getting ready for upcoming games here on January the 28th and January 29th. We're actually going to be doing kicking off with our second annual Cancer Awareness Classic. We're going to be doing that on January 28th at Fruitport High School at 5 p.m.
Okay.
6 p.m. I'm sorry.
6 p.m.?
Yeah, that's going to be a 6 p.m. game. So we're really excited about it. I'm always pleased to be able to do something within our community, especially knowing that how cancer is affecting the lives of me. It doesn't have a race. It doesn't have a color.
No.
You know, it does. Mm. It doesn't even has an age. I mean,
right.
It's
no,
young,
I
old.
Know.
It doesn't
yeah.
matter. So
we've had it in our family. I lost my dad to cancer
okay.
just a few years ago. I know. Yeah. It's okay. a hard thing. And so many have been touched by cancer.
And my wife is a cancer survivor as well. So,
oh, wow.
I mean, and my mom, she was a cancer survivor as
yes.
well. So it's something that's dear to me.
Yes.
And we've had opportunity in the past to take our players to go over to the cancer center over in Grand Rapids. So we went and visited some children, some families over there. So it's always about trying to give back, trying to do something positive.
Right. So what happens then? Is it like proceeds go to the camp?
Yeah, we're going to some of the I don't know what percentage
yep.
it is, but we're going to make sure that we're able to give something to our cancer
That's
society
awesome.
Here. And what's really good about this is that we wanted to make sure that whatever we did, it came back locally.
Okay.
So we understand that,
that.
Normally when people do cancer awareness and cancer fundraising and things like that, it really goes out and abroad.
Right.
But what we wanted to do is keep it close to home. So those that come out and support, and especially from our concessions, those that come out and support us, just understand that your proceeds and your tickets and things are going to be for a good cause on that particular game day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Ron, I don't know much about putting a team together, and I'm not sure how that happens. Like how is your recruiting? How do you go out there and get all these great teams that you have and these players that you have right here,
yeah.
which, you know, I should mention, we have a couple of other team members here with us.
Absolutely.
Once you introduce them.
Absolutely. We got Xavier Fletcher and Marquise Brewer. Xavier is actually from Wisconsin. His mom actually stays in Fruitport. And so he's one that's been active and playing very well. And actually both young men, Marquise Brewer is a graduate from Muskegon Heights. And both of these guys are playing extremely well. And every time we're actually doing something in the community, I really want to give a shout out to these guys right now. Every time we're doing something, I mean, these two guys are more than willing and probably one of the first ones to say, Coach, hey, I'll be there. I want to go.
Right.
So I'm always excited to be actually
in fact,
be
I think
in their
they just
presence.
Got back from the Rotary. Is that what I just heard? Yeah, today the Rotary too.
Yeah, so these guys, you know, these guys are talking about how you know, pleased they are in me. But I
right.
tell you what, I'm honored to be sitting with them as well.
Right.
So it's not as easy. Go to answer your question before I give the mic to one of those guys. It's not as easy as people think. It's putting teams together. It's a lot
yeah.
of time, a lot of recruiting time, watching film sometime, and actually doing a lot of background with these guys, trying to figure out who actually fits the criteria of the Lake Hawks, because, you know, our biggest goal is making a difference in our community. And so every young man that comes in, their first and most important goal is being able to make a difference.
Okay.
We don't want people or players to come in that just think they just want to play basketball. We want to give them opportunities to live out their dreams, that it's about giving back, but yet at the same time, play basketball, have fun, enjoy.
Right.
And yet at the same time, these young people that they're going to be mentoring, they can actually touch them. They can actually ask for their autograph. They can actually speak with them and have sit-down conversation with them. So, again, this is why I'm just excited to have the Lake Hawks here for 4 strong years, and I'm hoping and looking to be here many more, you know, with the support of the community, the city, the counties. I mean, we're going to be here to stay. You know, we're invested. This is my passion. This is what I love to do. And as long as we have the support, the Lake Hawks is not going anywhere. It's not about funds. It's not about all having all this money and all those things.
Right.
It's about doing something positive. And
absolutely.
So that's what it's about, Ann.
Yeah, I love that. I know I saw a presentation at the Boys and Girls Club where team members were there. Those little kids were all over the players. They had so many questions. We kind of had to cut it off at one point because they were just so excited to have their like celebrities to them. So to be a mentor is so important to our community, and having these fine young gentlemen with us.
Absolutely. So I'm going to actually pass this to Xavier, and that way he can tell you a little bit about himself, where he's come from, what his desires are, and what drives him to actually continue to go as strong as he is as a Lake Hawk.
Yes. So.
How's it going?
It's going good. So you have to tell us a little bit. Did you grow up here in Muskegon then, or?
I did not. I'm actually from Middle State of Wisconsin. I'm sure you know where Green Bay is, or heard of Green Bay.
I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm about an hour north of that. That's literally, if you look at your hand, it's about dead center Wisconsin.
Okay. All right. And you grew up there, but mom lives here.
My mom moved here 2 years ago now, and she moved here to get away from her life in Wisconsin to better herself, and I did the same.
So how did this opportunity come along to play for the Lake Hawks?
Well, I wanted to better my basketball career. I wanted to continue playing basketball, and my mom supported it, and she told me about the Lake Hawks. I came to a tryout back in August, I do believe, and ever since then, I put my whole heart and dedication towards being a Lake Hawk.
So you played in high school as well?
Yes, I did.
All right.
I played 3 years of college, 2 years at a community college called University of Wisconsin-Manitowoc. It's just a small in-state junior college. And then I went to play at a Division III school.
All right.
And I had a heart issue that I had to stop playing for a little bit. I had to better myself. And my teammates, I guess you could say, helped me but didn't help me at the same time, and I quit the team and came back, and now I'm here.
And so you're feeling strong and ready to go.
Most definitely.
Having a pretty good season so far. And
hoping to get 3-time defending champions.
Oh, wow. Look at that. I like that. I like it. So now the coach, and they have you involved in other things besides just playing basketball, as we were kind of talking about. What other events and that have you been working on or representing?
Before the season, we did a couple 5K, or I think they were 5K events. We helped hand out water, Gatorade, stuff like that.
Did you run it?
I did not. I wanted to.
I just had to ask.
But no, I chose to help out because they seemed like they needed more of the help than the contestants. Otherwise, the last,
I know that feeling.
The last 2 weeks, I went to the Rotary meetings.
And what did you do with the Rotary?
I promoted the Lake Hawks. I told people on how I and other Lake Hawk teammates want to get involved in the community. We want to give back more than anything else. We're looking for donations, but that's not what we're really about. Like Coach Jenkins said, we're here to help the community go upward.
Yes, yes. Like that attitude. Good, good. Okay, and then we have with us here our Marquise.
So, how are you doing?
Good. Now, tell us a little bit about your background. Where did you grow up?
I grew up here from Muskegon Heights, graduated from Muskegon Heights, 2008.
All right. So you're a Tiger.
Yes.
Right? I just have to clarify, and everybody on the radio does know this, that I am a Big Red.
Okay.
But I will sit in the same room anyway, even though we've always been rivals here. Yes. So you graduated in 2008, and then what did you do?
I played 1 year at a community college at Kalamazoo Valley Community.
All right.
And I ended up coming back here, just to be around my family, friends, which I should have stayed up there and got an education, but I chose to come back here.
It's hard. I can't leave my family either. Everybody's right here.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, it is. But, when I first heard about the Layhawks, my family told me about it. I was like, I'm going to get into it, but I never did. So I'm like, you know, just working and take care of the family. And then I just decided to come out 1 year and play. And then Coach Jenkins is like, told me, you know, just go out and do your thing. Just have fun, you know. And now this is what I'm doing. I'm just trying to put the team on my back, you know, just to be a team player.
Right.
You know, do better for the community, because the community knows me, so. So I'm just trying to do better for them and myself and my family. So,
do you find that the kids look up to you when they see you? And that's really a good feeling, because they don't always have that,
right.
You know, in their own home or in their own community or wherever they're from. So, you know, having that role model is just absolutely wonderful. So what kind of special events have you done to better the community or been out there or promoting the Layhawks? What kind of exciting stuff has been going on?
Like I said, we said we did that 5K.
Did you run?
No, I ain't run. Look at no, I ain't run.
Okay, coach. Don't they have to like do laps or something here or what?
We didn't participate in it, but we helped out. You know, gave away water. You know. Like fruit bars for them, so that the contestants can keep energy or whatever. And then we did the turkey giveaway here.
Yes, I just heard about that. What a wonderful program
out,
that they
that
have.
That turned out real good. Yes. Real nice.
Sounds like you guys are very busy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it's a good feeling to be able to do that, too.
Good feeling. And then the people just like, that these good Layhawk players just come back to give away turkeys for families and all that. So it was real nice, you know. I never really did it for real, but it turned out real nice, so.
It gives you like a warm feeling when you can actually help somebody else and give them something, hand them something and watch them.
And it was for the holidays,
Yes, which always, that's a good time as well, you know, although they need it all year long, don't they? I know, we always have to remember that. So is this your first season?
Yeah, this is my first season.
Okay, all right. And what is your position on there?
The point guard.
All right. And the coach already said you're doing really well, so I heard that. Yeah, now I got to go actually and watch and see.
Yeah, come out, you know, come out, support us, you know. We'll put on a show for you guys.
All right. Now, where do you guys play?
Our home games is here at Reese Puffer.
Okay. That's where the home ones are.
Yeah, home games.
Okay. Yeah. And then I'll mention that you're playing in Fruitport next week on the 28th, January 28th. And then the 29th is Sunday. Where is that at? That's
Reese Puffer.
At Reese Puffer again. Okay. And then this, February 4th, where are you going?
Pittsburgh.
Yes. Yeah, that's where. And so you guys like take a bus there or what?
I don't know about that. You got to talk to
the coach. Yeah, okay.
We're actually working on a lot of that right now because right now we utilize vans.
Oh, sure.
15-passenger vans.
Yes.
But as we understand, that's like an 8.5-hour ride.
Yes.
So we want to try to figure out ways where it can be a little bit more comfortable ride for the players and for the staff that will be going down. But otherwise, we have to do what we have to do.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one reason why, you know, we try to leave in decent time so that we can stop and get the proper rest and do the things we have to do. Again, you know, we don't have all the means that everybody else have like that. But again, we enjoy each other. And we enjoy being around each other. So taking that ride, and especially if the weather is good like it is now, it wouldn't be a big problem for us to go. A couple years ago, we were fortunate enough, we went down and represented the ABA in Denver, Colorado.
Oh.
And if we can drive those 19-plus hours to Denver, Colorado to take the ride to Pennsylvania is not a lot, not really bad. And in return, we actually, and I just want to tell you this too, and because on February 11th, we're looking at bringing Kentucky Enforcers in. And on our schedule, we were going to be playing the Flint Chargers. But because Grand Rapids is going to be bringing them in town, what we're going to do, we're changing up our schedule a little bit so that we can actually entertain them as well.
Okay.
They're a great team. They're highly ranked also in the ABA. So we want to bring that competition here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be on February 11th here. At Reese Puffer at 6 p.m. And also, been on emails throughout the day. As you see, I'm always busy, and I'm trying to make something different and continue to have West Michigan and Muskegon County really on the map. Right now, we're in conversations with a team out of Japan.
Oh.
So they're going to be flying here February 10, 11, and 12 that weekend. And so right now.
You know, we have a sister cities. in Japan, Omata.
Really?
Yes. And our relationship has been 20 years now.
Really?
Yes. Very strong relationship. They usually send some people over to us every year, or we send somebody to them and a group, and we send, we were able to send 11 students the last time, and I think three of them were on full scholarship from Muskegon High School, and one from Muskegon Heights on full scholarship that we were able to go and stay with a host family for 9 days.
Wow.
Yes, it's a fantastic program. It's a life-altering experience to be able to see how they live. And then on the alternate years, they send a group of high school students over to us, and we get them home, homestays and families and that too. And they do the same thing. They go to the schools. And we always talk to them afterward and see what differences there are in their culture. And so it'll be really interesting. You need to study their culture to realize what's really different to them. And because I know one of them that stood out to the kids was that when classes change, the teacher moves, not the students.
Wow.
So, little things like that. You actually do take off your shoes and wear slippers in the school. And wow. At the end of the day, all of the students are responsible for actually cleaning the school.
Okay. That's a good return.
Yeah. So those are just things that you should know. I know. Yeah, really good stuff there.
So this one is from, I can't pronounce that.
Uh-oh.
That name.
Yeah, trick me.
Kyoko. Kyoko.
Yes.
That's it. That's where they're from. And so we're working on the logistics to it now to hopefully get that team to come here, because I chaired the North Central Division.
Okay.
And so a lot of opportunities that comes throughout the ABA, sometimes we're the one of the ones that get the opportunities to make things happen. And so if that does happen, we're looking to host them probably on that Sunday. And so so of course I'll be back to the city, back to the county, and saying let's give them an exciting time. Let's allow people to see that we actually support our local teams, our own home teams. And because we do, we really would like, I would like to have them to have the most pleasant stay,
right?
Not in Detroit, not in Grand Rapids, but right here off the lakeshore here in Muskegon. So, and I want to do the same thing for Kentucky.
We actually have a little experience with that, so we might be able to help you out with that little bit.
See, I like that. Yeah. And then I was so excited. I seen the ships come in. You guys haven't seen that yet. They brought the cruise ships in last summer. So there's some great things going on here in West Michigan and in Muskegon County and along the lakeshore. And I tell you what, I just want to be a part of that growth. I want to continue to be a part of that as we continue to bring in great athletes like we have and continue to do things in the community and be a part of our school systems. Mm-hmm. I think we just have a diamond in the rough here. We really have a gold mine.
I do, too. And that's what the Watch Us Go campaign is all about, too. And that's been released almost 2 years ago. And the difference, you can see a difference, can't you?
Absolutely. You know what? At first, when it first started happening, I was like, okay, what is Watch Us Go? Who is us?
The popular one is Watch Us Go Where?
Right. Yeah. And I'm telling you, I think I had those same words at first.
Yep.
But as I continue to watch and I continue to hear and to see the movements making that people were making, I'm saying, okay, no one is trying to leave anybody out here.
Yep.
Really, people, our community is trying to make a difference.
Yes.
I mean, we know how it used to be 10 years ago and 15 years ago.
That's right.
We know that. But if you look at the difference now, I tell you what, I can see a great change within the next year to 2 years. So I'm excited about the leaderships that we have. I mean, I don't talk about the veterans that's been around for a long time, but we do. We have a lot of younger minded leaders here in our communities.
Mm-hmm.
They see things and they're not afraid to put action to it.
No, they're not afraid to try new things.
And so to me, again, being a young man in this community and wanting to see change for so many years, and now we actually see it, I'm like, you know what?
It's
the greatest feeling.
Yeah.
Greatest feeling. And actually being a part of it is even better, is even better. So
is it fun to watch our downtown as it just expands and grows as it goes along? I'm getting really excited. Where once, it was just pretty empty and desolate, we all know. And now you're starting to see it. And it was kind of slow coming along with the economy and that. But now, boy.
I'm looking at Frank and I'm looking at Bob and I'm looking at you. I'm looking at what Kathy. I'm looking at what everybody's doing. I'm like, wow, this is going wonderful.
I'm excited. And,
the convention bureau, every time I actually step in there, they're always busy.
Yes.
And that to me shows growth.
Right.
It shows growth. So, again, I'm looking at doing wonderful things. When we're looking at the lake, I'm like, we take, and I, now I want to give credit to all of our sports.
Yes.
Because I'm looking at baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball is not only starting into another season, they switch leagues, and they're also bringing another professional team in. So we have two professional baseball teams
in. Oh, I didn't know that.
This upcoming summer. We're getting ready for a second year of the Ironman football team.
Yes.
You know, in the arena football. So we're excited about that. Then we go to soccer. You know, soccer's not only doing it big outside, you know, they're inside. Now actually bringing it inside.
Yes.
So all the wonderful things that we have going on, it's just amazing. You know, and it's about all of us, especially when I talk about the professional owners, you know, we're coming together.
Right.
You know, we're saying we can be as good as we are when all of us are working together. And when we're doing that and supporting each other, we're telling our teams to come to the games, telling the owners come and get
Absolutely.
You reserved seats.
Absolutely.
You know, these are things that's going to make a difference. We also talked about the Mustangs. The Mustangs is actually trying to keep up and going as well. So it's going great here. And I know it's like, okay, what about West Michigan Laycocks? It's not about West Michigan Laycocks because we're nothing without everybody else.
Right, you know, so. Right. We all do have to build on top on each other because otherwise it's just like our festivals, you know, all the great festivals. And mm-hmm. now we have the Jazz Fest that added mm-hmm. a couple mm-hmm. years ago. And they all feed upon each other, you know, and then they reach out to each other. They share resources together. And that's how we can provide more and more and more. And we want to get to that point, you know. We want everybody to have a staycation. You don't need to go away anymore. We've got this wonderful lake. And one of the things when you do bring in your Japanese players that I always have to do is take them to Pier Marquette Park.
Okay.
Because I will tell them as we're going along how beautiful it is. And they are always very polite about it. But they think that just Muskegon Lake is Lake Michigan. And that's what they think they're going to be looking at. And it's always when you make that bend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody knows the bend, right? And then you just go, wow.
Yeah.
And their eyes are just in so many times. And they don't, a lot of our visitors don't have a lot of English. But I tell you what, the one word I keep hearing is an ocean. It's like, that's what they call it. They're like, they've never seen a lake look like that. So I'm always very, very proud to take people down to Pier Marquette Park.
I tell you what, when that water, that lake, it is the most beautiful thing. You know, a lot of people want to go away on vacation. And some of the times, some of the places that we've gone, my wife and I, we've gone to vacation and gone to look. And I'm like, wow, this is nice.
Yes.
But I look back at home like, our home is even better. But I think yes. here at home, we take it for granted because
we do.
We see it or we've
Absolutely,
known about it
we
for
do.
So long.
Yep.
But our travelers that comes.
Yes.
And I didn't know until I flew one time, guys. And it was actually in the fall. And I flew. And a lot of people were talking about how they like to come during the fall period.
Uh-huh.
And I wondered why until I looked down at the trees.
Yeah.
And looked at the changing of the trees and the colors and all those things. West Michigan, Muskegon County, we have a beautiful place. And I tell you what, if we keep working together, cutting down the violence, cutting down the crime mm-hmm. rates, and this is, again, why we want to use our athletes.
Yes.
There are people out there who need their young man or young lady talk to.
Absolutely.
I'm saying call the Laycocks. Go to our website, look us up,
right.
and let us know. We right. would have our players talk to them. It may just be a mentoring a moment. We have players out at Grand Haven High School that we have to mentor. You know,
right.
there's players at our local high school we mentor.
Yes.
Why? Because we want to be a part of their lives.
Right.
You know, like Xavier said, I don't know if you're paying attention, but he began to talk, and his eyes actually started tearing up a little bit. I was watching him a little bit when he was talking about making a better him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had some, you know, some of our players have had issues and they've had to go through some adversity. They had to go through some changes.
Yep.
And so who better to talk to our youth than some of the people who had gone through it?
Who've been there.
You know,
absolutely.
And so they know they've had opportunities, second chances to actually change away from the violence or some of the negative issues and the peer pressure that they've had in their lives. And I tell you what, I am really proud to be a Laycock. I'm proud to coach these guys.
Right.
I tell them this is 1 year that I'm not as stressed out. And, you know, I mean, these are loving guys. And I wish the community can really see and really wrap their arms around these young men and see what I see on a daily basis. So
So we need to get these people out to a game to actually meet these people in person, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think it's a great idea because I think if they could see what I see right now is this two fine young gentlemen right here and have that opportunity to meet them and see. Because I can only imagine what the rest of the team must be like.
Yeah, we really do. And I tell them, you don't have to go to the Pistons. You don't have to go over there. You don't have to go watch the Grand Rapids Drive because no. I tell you what, you come and watch the Lakers. You're going to see a nice up-tempo game. You're going to see some high flying. You're going to see some dunks. Xavier still putting it down with two hands. Marquise is shooting
three. Are
you not supposed
to do it with two hands?
I can do it either way. As it goes in, right?
That's all that matters. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, all that matters to me.
Marquise is shooting the threes. Like I said, both these guys are shooting and playing very, very well. We're working on improving our defense and things like that. So as we are improving our things and ourselves in the community, we're improving on the court as well. So,
I should tell you, too, you know, when I said I didn't have a lot of involvement with basketball, I actually did. I had 7 years. My son played wheelchair basketball. Yes, and I forgot to mention that, but we traveled a lot. We actually went over to Pittsburgh. We've done, you know, where you, Minnesota, a lot in Illinois and Indiana and that, and a whole lot of the traveling in vans. Usually we even drove ourselves. That's what we all, like all the team members have to drive themselves kind of thing. So I know exactly what you're talking about, your entire weekend and everything. And then sitting, you know, you're playing the whole time. We're on the bench the whole time. That's what we're doing. So, yeah. But so I do enjoy basketball. Theirs was a little bit different. It was pretty rough, actually. They were pretty tough on each other and that. And but, yeah, you have to. I don't know if you've ever seen a wheelchair basketball game, but I would certainly invite you one time when I hear about it. Yeah, it's really, it's good. It's very competitive.
I actually, at my last college that I went to, we helped with Special Olympics, so I actually got to
coach.
And help out and referee and stuff like that. That's,
you know, when
cool.
You talk about helping out with Special Olympics, the polar bear, that jump is coming.
Yeah, we heard. We got to jump in the water.
When you said that, I was just thinking, you like to do all this, right? There's a lake, there's, you know, all the things you like. You just have to jump in. Yes. We have a group of police officers who are going to have a team together that are going to be jumping in there. So,
well, I'll do it.
I'll
do it.
Oh, no.
Tell Troy Fox we have
there you go. You have to let them know. I might have to actually come out and watch that.
All right.
So you guys have any last parting words for us?
I actually want to do a shout out to my man, Jay Mott. Congratulations on the NFL signee and good luck.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to give a shout out to, you know, my family, friends, and most likely my teammates, you know.
Right.
Without them, it won't be us.
That's right.
Coach Burris, Mr. Johnson, you know. Without them, it won't be us. So,
yeah.
Give a shout out to them.
Wonderful. And Coach, how about you?
Well, just to all of our fans and those that the community that supports us, I just continue to reach out to everybody and say, come out and become a Lake Hawk because we are your team.
That's
you
right.
Know, we are your
That's
team.
Right.
When we are on the road, when we are about our business, we represent you. And so I would like everybody to know who we are.
That's right.
So that when they read and hear about us, they can feel just as proud as we are to represent West Michigan and Muskegon County. So,
well, I want to thank all of you for coming out here today. I know it's not always the easiest thing to do, and everybody's got such busy schedules, and you're already at the Rotary today, and I can't imagine somebody of a younger age who's like hanging out at the Rotary and then coming over here, hanging out at the radio station. But what a busy day. And you know, just to take that time out really means a lot to us and to the listeners who actually get to hear a little bit more than just going out to a game and not really, you know, knowing the players or anything. Now they've got a little bit of insight about you. I know that some of them are going to get out there. They're going to watch you. And I'm really excited about that. I know we're going to come and watch you because I want to see this. I want to see that two-handed and one-handed and whatever. Yeah, I want to see it all. So yeah. We're going to be there. So thanks again for being here today.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to greater times.
Yes, thanks. And until next time.